Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will offer an update on the case of Mariah Wilson and Caitlin Armstrong. This case is the topic of a documentary on Netflix titled The Truth and Tragedy of Mariah Wilson. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Anna Mariah Wilson was born on May 18, 1996, in Littleton, New Hampshire. She went by the name Mariah, or Mo. She was raised in nearby Kirby, Vermont, by her father, Eric, and her mother, Karen. In 2014, Mariah graduated from a private preparatory school that trained alpine ski racing athletes. She wanted to be an Olympic skier someday, but a couple of injuries ended that dream. Instead, Mariah focused on cycling. After graduation, Mariah attended Dartmouth College and earned a bachelor's degree in engineering in 2019. She worked for a bicycle manufacturer before becoming a full-time professional cyclist. Mariah ended up living in San Francisco, California. The other key player in this story is Caitlin Marie Armstrong. She was born on November 21, 1987, and was raised in Livonia, Michigan. She was over 8 years older than Mariah Wilson. Caitlin graduated from high school in 2005. In 2018, she became romantically involved with a professional cyclist named Colin Strickland. The couple lived in Austin, Texas. Caitlin worked as a real estate agent, a yoga teacher, and handled the financial side of a small business with Colin. In October 2021, the couple separated for about 1 or 2 weeks. During this time, Colin had a romantic relationship with Mariah Wilson. This was the only way that Mariah and Caitlin were connected. When Colin and Caitlin reunited, Colin continued communicating with Mariah. Caitlin knew about Mariah and was not happy, not even one bit. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On Tuesday, May 10, 2022, Mariah Wilson flew to Austin, Texas to compete in a 157-mile bicycle race in Hyco, Texas, 2.5 hours north of Austin. Mariah was picked up at the airport by a friend of hers named Caitlin Cash, who went by her last name Cash. Mariah was planning on staying with Cash for a few days, as the bicycle race was scheduled for the upcoming weekend. Cash's residence was an apartment above a garage behind a house on Maple Avenue. On Wednesday, May 11, 2022, at 9:56 p.m., Mariah's friend Cash called 911 and said, quote, "My friend is staying with me, and I just walked in, and she's laying on the bathroom floor, and there's blood everywhere, and I don't know what happened," unquote. When first responders arrived, they found Mariah dead in Cash's apartment. She had been shot 2 times in the head and 1 time in the chest with a firearm chambered in 9mm Luger. Spent cases were found at the scene, but no weapon was recovered. Cash said that she left her apartment at about 5:30 p.m. that day to meet with some of her friends and have dinner. She returned home at about 9:54 p.m. and noticed that the front door to the apartment was unlocked. She found Mariah lying on the bathroom floor, covered in blood. The police learned that Mariah's bicycle, which was extremely expensive, was the only thing missing from the apartment. They searched the area and found it 68 feet to the south, in vegetation. Cash indicated that Mariah told her she was going to go swimming that evening with Colin Strickland. An electronic lock was installed on the front door of the apartment. Cash had supplied Mariah with a unique code. Data from the lock indicated the front door was locked at 5:55 p.m. This is when Mariah left to go swimming with Colin. The door was unlocked at 8:36 p.m., which is when she returned to the apartment. Video surveillance from a neighbor captured a dark-colored SUV driving by Cash's apartment at 8:26 p.m., 10 minutes before Mariah arrived. There was a large bicycle rack mounted on the trailer hitch of that SUV. The vehicle stopped next to the apartment at 8:37 p.m., just 1 minute after Mariah arrived. At 9:15 p.m., a nearby video surveillance camera captured the sound of a woman screaming, followed by 2 gunshots. 6 seconds later, there was a 3rd gunshot. This is when Mariah was murdered. On Thursday, May 12, 2022, the police paid a visit to the home of Colin Strickland and found 3 vehicles in his driveway: a 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee, a 2002 BMW motorcycle, and a 1998 Mercedes sedan. Colin agreed to be interviewed. He told the police that Caitlin Armstrong was his girlfriend and lived with him. The Grand Cherokee was her vehicle, and she was the only one who drove it. The motorcycle and the Mercedes belonged to him. Colin told the police about how he was still communicating with Mariah Wilson, and he was trying to keep the relationship a secret from Caitlin. On the day of Mariah's murder, Colin picked up Mariah on his motorcycle from Cash's apartment. They went to a swimming pool and then walked to a hamburger restaurant that was right next to it. When they were done eating, he dropped her back off at Cash's apartment, promptly departed, and stopped in an alley to send his girlfriend, Caitlin Armstrong, a text message. Colin lied to Caitlin about where he was that evening. At about 8:43 p.m., Colin arrived home. He sent Caitlin another text message at 9:21 p.m. A few minutes later, Caitlin arrived at his residence in the 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee. There was no one else in the vehicle other than Caitlin. Colin indicated that he recently purchased two pistols, one for himself and one for Caitlin. Her weapon was a Sig Sauer P365, chambered in 9mm Luger. The police found this weapon in Colin's house. Caitlin was arrested on an outstanding misdemeanor warrant for theft. She had allegedly failed to pay a bill for Botox from 2018. There was a discrepancy between her date of birth and the one listed on the warrant, so the police could not keep Caitlin in custody. They confronted her with the video surveillance of the Grand Cherokee stopping at Cash's apartment. Caitlin left without admitting anything. On Tuesday, May 17, 2022, tests indicated that the Sig Sauer P365 recovered from Colin's house was a match to the cases found at the murder scene. An arrest warrant for first-degree murder was issued for Caitlin Armstrong. As it turns out, it would not be easy to find Caitlin. 4 days earlier, on Friday, May 13, she sold her Jeep Grand Cherokee for $12,200. On Saturday, Caitlin took a flight from Austin to Houston, then another flight to LaGuardia Airport in New York City. She had a sister who lived in New York. The sister looked similar to Caitlin. Somehow, Caitlin obtained her sister's passport. She then made her way to Newark, New Jersey, and used the passport to board a flight to Costa Rica. Caitlin almost certainly knew that it was just a matter of time before a warrant would be issued for her arrest. She was growing increasingly desperate. Caitlin was even willing to enter New Jersey, somehow believing it was preferable to prison. In order to change her physical appearance and look more like her sister, Caitlin had plastic surgery. U.S. Marshals who were looking for Caitlin knew that she was in Costa Rica, but they did not know where. They realized that she needed some way to make a living, and they wondered if she might be looking for work teaching yoga. After all, she did that in Texas. The marshals placed an ad on Facebook for a yoga instructor from the United States. Caitlin answered the ad. This led to her arrest on June 29, 2022. She was extradited back to the United States to face trial. On October 12, 2023, Caitlin Armstrong was escorted to a medical facility outside the jail by two deputies. She had complained about a leg injury and wanted an assessment. During her appointment, Caitlin ran away from the deputies and managed to make it a mile before being apprehended. Caitlin may have been going back to jail, but the good news was her leg seemed to be fine. On October 30, 2023, Caitlin Armstrong went on trial for murder. On November 16 of that year, she was found guilty. Her sentence was a term of 90 years in prison. Caitlin will be eligible for parole in July 2052, when she will be 74 years old. In the wake of Mariah Wilson's murder, Colin Strickland lost all his sponsors and gave up cycling. He decided to make a living by restoring vintage cars and trailers. Now moving to my analysis. There is not much doubt that Caitlin Armstrong is guilty of murder. There are many inculpatory factors. For example, Caitlin had a motive to murder Mariah in the form of jealousy. She had even called Mariah once and told her to leave Colin alone. On the night of the murder, at 7:30 p.m., Caitlin's phone stopped communicating with Towers. It did not reconnect until 9:55 p.m., when it was near Colin's house. This makes it seem like Caitlin deactivated her phone to avoid being tracked as she committed the murder. Caitlin's SUV arrived at Cash's apartment right after Colin dropped Mariah off. The spent cases found at the murder scene matched Caitlin's pistol. Caitlin's DNA was found on the handlebar and the seat of Mariah's bicycle. The police were able to confirm Colin Strickland's alibi. He was home at 9:15 p.m. when Mariah was shot to death. And 3 days after the murder, Caitlin fled to Costa Rica. Usually, innocent people will not flee the country. There is no mystery in this case regarding guilt, only about the motivations of the players involved. This brings me to the question, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. In the months leading up to the homicide, Mariah was confused about Colin's behavior, believing he was sending mixed messages about his romantic interest in her. Mariah said, quote, "Being with Colin, I noticed myself gravitating toward his words of affection. They made me feel safe, like I mattered and had value. I think I like him more than I wanted to admit, out of major fear that he doesn't feel the same way," unquote. It seems clear that Mariah had strong feelings for Colin, but she was careful about expressing them. Mariah said, quote, "I want to know his cards first before playing my own, and it's just so hard to get a true sense of where his head is at. I'm terrified of expressing feelings and being rejected," unquote. Colin allegedly had a reputation for manipulating women. It's not clear if he was manipulating Mariah, but it certainly seems that way. For instance, Colin had recorded Mariah's contact information in his phone under a fake name. He knew that he was romantically involved with Caitlin. He knew that Caitlin was jealous, yet he continued to secretly communicate with Mariah. Caitlin was very determined not to have any competition. She had access to information about Colin's communication and movement and knew that he was still in contact with Mariah. Colin believed that he was successfully concealing his behavior, but that was not the case. In this bizarre love triangle, both Caitlin and Mariah were obsessed with Colin, demonstrating very low romantic standards. He was deceptive and sneaky, and both of them knew it, but they still pursued him. Instead of focusing on how he was an inferior partner and finding someone better, Caitlin and Mariah viewed each other as the enemy as they competed for Colin's affection. Caitlin had warned Mariah to stay away from Colin, and Mariah had expressed frustration that Colin had a girlfriend. Neither woman was willing to walk away. Perhaps inadvertently, Colin made himself appear much more attractive than he was through his distant and unconcerned demeanor. Both Caitlin and Mariah wanted him more because he seemed to be unavailable. This is a dynamic often observed in the world of romance. People desire those who they cannot have. Maybe the women thought to themselves, this guy is not really attractive, but if he's rejecting me, then I might be wrong in my assessment. He must be more desirable than I thought. This is a flawed way of thinking, which led Caitlin and Mariah to devalue themselves and dig in to be with Colin. Ultimately, Caitlin was simply willing to go to greater lengths to achieve her goal. Even homicide was not out of the question. On May 11, 2022, Caitlin read Colin's messages and learned that he was going to be meeting with Mariah that evening. Caitlin also discovered the address where Mariah was staying. Colin inadvertently led her directly to Mariah. Caitlin knocked on the apartment door, and Mariah opened it. At some point during the confrontation, Caitlin shot Mariah 2 times in the head. When Mariah fell backward onto the bathroom floor, Caitlin stood over her and shot her 1 more time in the chest. What exactly transpired between the women in the minutes preceding the shooting will never be known, because Caitlin will never admit guilt. I imagine that it went one of 2 ways. Caitlin shot Mariah immediately after the door was open, or Caitlin tried to negotiate first, but Mariah would not back down. Either way, Caitlin was prepared to commit murder. After all, she had turned off her cell phone almost 2 hours before the shooting, and she had the pistol with her. As far as Colin's part in this, at the end of the documentary, The Truth and Tragedy of Mariah Wilson, he made a comment implying that he wished he had never met either woman, as if the problem was simply crossing paths with Caitlin and Mariah. Without Colin's deception, there would have been no murder. Colin set the pace, Caitlin changed the course, and Mariah paid the price for both. Those are my thoughts on the case of Mariah Wilson and Caitlin Armstrong. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.